If you're into designer furniture and you want the sofa that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends and all the quality, but without the designer prices. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hello, my friend, on this somber Tuesday. How are you doing?
I mean, I've had better days, but yes. Other than that, I'm fine? Question mark.
The shock across the Houdat Nation.
And here we thought Ian Rappaport was out of his mind.
Yes. So anybody who's been following social media over the last couple of days has seen the splash. We called them splash reports. Started over the weekend that Sean Payton was considering retiring. He hadn't committed to the Saints. Then yesterday, Jake Glazer did an interview out of Dallas and said that Sean was considering stepping away, possibly retiring, which Jake Glazer and Sean Payton, if y'all don't know, are very good friends. Mm-hmm. So when we hear things from other media outlets outside of the local market, we tend not to believe it because Sean has had a interesting relationship with them over the years, but Jake Glazer and him are actually really good friends. And Jay has been proven in the past to break some news when it's come to Sean. So when that came out, everybody was kind of nervous. Okay. Well, we've got a 50-50 shot. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, my DMs are blowing up, people on Facebook, Twitter. What do you think? What do you think? I'm like, we got a 50-50 shot. And then the interview with WDSU out of New Orleans, they caught Miss Benson and asked her what she thought. And she said, don't really know. When Sean knows, we'll know.
That nervous laugh.
And everybody was like, yeah, everybody was like, oh, you know, she's being coy. And I'm like, no, I don't think she is. I don't think she is at this point. That's when I got nervous. Because I said, she's not that type of person. She's always been very upfront and very honest with the media here. I just don't see her playing a poker hand. That's when I got nervous. And then, of course, the news broke earlier today that Sean is stepping away. And needless to say, it's tough to hear. It because it's so shocking. We didn't expect it. So here we are.
Here we are. Sorry, I'm thinking about all of the stuff. You know, it's funny. Like, I have a couple of things I really want to get out today. But, you know, this morning before this all broke, but after the Jake Glazer thing, they interviewed Sean McVay on Good Morning Football. And he was talking about, you know, that picture that was going around about him and Cliff and the other guy whose name I can't remember when they were all together at the Washington football team as coaches and how young they looked. And Sean McVay was saying, you know, that was not more than 5 or 6 years ago that picture was taken. And then I became the head coach of the Rams. And he said, if there is something I have learned as a head coach, it ages you so dramatically. He said that Whitfield said to him, I don't even recognize you in this photo. And my wife thinks you've aged like 20 years since you came to be our head coach. And he said more like 40. He joked. He said more like 40. But what people don't understand is what the job of a head coach, what it does to you as a person. And when I heard that today, I thought, oh God. Yep.
And people don't realize it's not a 9-to-5 job.
No.
The players get time off in the off season, but coaches really don't. They have to prepare for the Senior Bowl. They have to prepare for the NFL draft. I mean, yeah, they do get a little time off. I mean, Sean, obviously, he was on vacation with his wife in Cabo. That's what Jake Glazer said yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he took some time as soon as the season was over with to go and take a little break. And then he mentioned in his press conference that Mrs. Benson asked him to take some more time, take a couple months and decide. It's not a 9-to-5 job. Sean's been here 16 seasons. There has been a lot of crap that has happened with the Saints. I don't know if a lot of people realize this, Sean stepped down from the competition committee at the beginning of the season. I mean, the team has overcome a lot of adversity on and off the field. It's draining. So I am very sad that he's leaving, but I totally understand it because he's young enough to still enjoy his life. And he's newly married last year. You know, his children are older, but he's still young enough to be able to do things. He's going to have offers on the table as far as broadcasting. I mean, the whole sky is the limit for him. I just posted something earlier before we started recording, you know, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. That's how I feel. As a New Orleans resident for my entire life, I was here when Katrina happened. Nobody gave the city a chance to come back from Katrina. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just football. I mean, in general, just major companies leaving, just all kind of things I could go into and tell you about what was going on in the city. And there was even questions at the time of whether the Saints were going to be here. Sean Payton came here, Drew Brees came here and lifted up the city literally out of the ashes, put us on the mark for people to want to come here to buy season tickets. That was the first time the Saints ever sold out season tickets and continued to sell out every season since then.
Yep.
Companies came back here. They saw that we were a viable market. The Saints stayed. They've been competitors. Sean has done so much for the city. Drew Brees did so much for the city. And for that, I'm eternally grateful because at a time when my home was, now I'm not going to say devastated because I was very fortunate. We did have a lot of damage, but I was not nearly as bad as some of the people were elsewhere in the area. But I mean, I was going through a lot and watching those Saints games got me through it. In 2017, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer that was metastatic, and she was given anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months to live. And she literally passed away 2 months to the day after her diagnosis. The Saints got me through that. That was my distraction every Sunday to just not worry about what's going on in my life, to just watch football and get me through it. And there's been a lot of other times in my life when things have happened and the Saints have been there. We've had a lot of heartbreak with this team. I mean, the Nola no call. I mean, I'm more angry now because it changed the legacy of this team and Drew Brees and Sean Payton, and they deserved better, but I can see why Sean is so burnt out, but I am so grateful for what they brought for us here because players, free agents didn't want to come here. You know, people were like, oh, you're a Saints fan. I remember when I was younger, and I'd wear a Saint shirt and I get teased. Oh, you like the Aints? You like the Aints? You know, they're no good. They're nobody. I remember years ago, my friend's father worked for the team. We used to sit and go watch practice before they had that beautiful facility on Alon Drive. And they used to practice over Mike Molly playground off of David Drive. They didn't have a big fancy field. Nobody came out and watched them other than family members, even when that happened. So, I mean, there was times where the Saints literally were the joke of the league. And Sean Payton, Drew Brees, that 06 season turned everything around. Yep. You couldn't get merchandise. It was hard to get merchandise. Now the Saints are top 5 in merchandise. You know, we've got one of the best social media teams that run that account. We're always active. If you watch, they just posted about the primetime games 2 weeks ago. The Saints were like, you know, overwhelming favorites in the ratings. I mean, it's hard. Yeah, we get a lot of hate from other teams because they hate us because they ain't us. That's how it is, honestly. That's a fact. But I mean, this team has just done so much for the city. So yeah, I am sad. And I'm sure everybody listening can listen, you know, can hear it in my voice. It's a tough pill to swallow because we knew Drew was going to leave. We thought we had a couple more years with Sean Payton. We didn't expect this, but I don't blame him. You know, you got to enjoy your life and there is life outside of football. And I know that's hard to believe, but yeah, these guys have families and you've got to enjoy it. And he has given us so much. So he's earned this time, no matter what he decides to do, whether he's in a broadcast booth, whether he's, you know, a consultant, even if he decides to coach again. I mean, that's not something that's off the table. He didn't say that he wanted to coach again, but he doesn't know what's going to happen, what the future holds for him. So You know, I those memories I will always hold very dear to me, because there were so many times over the last 16 years that this team lifted us up. And there will be times over the next 16 years that they will do the same. They'll just be different faces behind center and on the sideline, you know, with the Waffle House menu, as I call it, and the headset. Mm-hmm. But Petty Sean, Mad Sean, you know, Gutsy Sean, as I call him, he will definitely be missed. There will be another, never be another coach like Sean Payton. And, you know, we love him. He will always be our coach. So those are my feelings on it. Georgette, I would love to hear how you feel. And our listeners have been, you know, texting me all afternoon, like, y'all are doing a show today. And I'm like, yes, we will. we had a whole thing planned out. So just kind of bear with us, because we were talking about one thing and then this happened. So kind of had to swing the pendulum to the other side.
You sure did. Eli Apple, you're not getting off the hook, bruh. You're still going to be handled. Anyway, yes.
That man's not going to want to show his face in New Orleans when we play them next year.
Sean threw him shade during the thing too.
I love it. Even in retirement, Petty Sean's still there.
Petty Sean, you got to love the kid. So a couple things. Thank you for giving me a moment to say my thoughts. You know, all the stats, right? Sean Payton's our coach, 2006 to 2021. We won 6 division titles. We went 9-8 in the playoffs. We won a Super Bowl. You know, we got to the NFC Championship games like 3 times. Okay, yeah, it didn't work out all of the 3 times. But, you know, I was, like you, I'm a longstanding Saints fan since 1993. I've been through it all. I've taken the abuse. You know, people laugh at me that I'm a Saints. They still do, which is shocking, because some of them are Falcons fans, but whatever. I am grateful for everything that Sean and Drew did for us, and for the way in which they made everyone understand that we were a contender, even if we were the only ones that thought it. You know, I was listening to his presser, and he made a comment about the game in Tampa. And I realized that may have been the moment where he thought we're going to be okay. And that was when he was unable to come, and it was Dennis Allen coaching, and we won. We shut them out at home, and Sean said he was just a fan on the couch watching the game. And I'm speculating only, but tears came into my eyeballs, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, because I realized he watched that game and thought to himself, and you know he did, they're going to be okay without me. And I think that helped him realize that we're going to do okay without him, as hard as that is to believe in this moment today, and watching the fan reaction on Twitter. And yeah, there's some people that are upset in an angry way. And I get it, because it's shocking. To your point, we didn't, none of us saw this coming.
And it's so, like, I liken this to much like grief. You know, you go through the different stages, you're sad, you're angry. So a lot of people are going through that anger stage right now. And it's shocking.
I can't be upset about them. That's how they feel, right?
Like, yeah, no, again, they're everybody is entitled to how they feel a different way, because this team means so much to the city and means a lot to their fans, and mean different things. So everybody's entitled to their feelings. And I know no matter what happens, we have great leadership. Mickey Loomis, our owner, Gail Benson, she's because the press conference is still going on as we're recording with you, but she's, you know, she said stick with us, and they're going to be interviewing candidates in-house as well as external candidates, but, you know, she said stick with us, we'll be fine. And I believe that this is not the Saints franchise of the 80s. And I know a lot of people listen and don't really remember it, because, you know, we have a lot of younger fans, but this is not the same franchise it was back in the day. Players want to come here. There are coaches that want to come here. I'm sure there's, I mean, I saw a couple of coaches online and a couple of players make some jokes. And I mean, yeah, they may be joking about it, but I mean, Lane Kiffin was one that had tweeted it was an airport, and it had like a, like a TV screen, and it showed the plane going to New Orleans. So, I mean, this is not your grandpa, and this is not even your daddy's Saints. There are going to be coaches that are going to want to come here. There's going to be players and free agents that are going to want to come here. We have solid ownership. That is like more important than anything, to know that your ownership backs your GM, and Mickey Loomis has done some amazing things. Yes, we do have some really tough decisions in the offseason as far as player personnel and doing contract negotiations, re-signings, free agents. But I mean, the Saints aren't going anywhere. And I know I have said this on the show before, we're very blessed to have a franchise here in New Orleans. It could be like a lot of other major cities that don't have a franchise. So it's sad. Fans are allowed to feel how they feel.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad. I'm angry, but I'm more angry about what could have been, mm-hmm. and knowing what could have happened over the last 16 years and the adversity that we went through, and some things that were out of our hands, but some things that weren't. So I feel like you know, it's an end of an era. We'll be very grateful. But there's a lot of great candidates out there. I mean, Dennis Allen, a lot of people have been asking me, what do you think about Dennis Allen? Dennis Allen proved that he could coach this team. He has been a head coach before. He wasn't successful, but that was then. This is now. Saints are built differently. Every team is built differently. Pete Carmichael has been with this team for many years. He could be another person. There's a lot of external candidates that are out there that would be great. I mean, I know we've had people talk about, if Dennis Allen had that interview with Chicago, which actually was supposed to be today and it's been canceled. So Dennis Allen was at the press conference with Sean Payton today, but they had mentioned if Dennis took the job, what would happen with the coordinator position. And Mike Zimmer was just let go from the Vikings. And he wasn't, I don't think he was a great head coach there, but he was a defensive coordinator before. And I mean, that's kind of his strong suit. So a lot of people were saying maybe they would get Zim here.
It would be ironic.
It would. It really would.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That's another story for another day. But yeah, definitely. But there's a lot of great candidates out there. And we just, you know, right now it's about Sean. Today is about Sean. And thanking him for everything that he's done for this city and for this franchise, because we were lovable losers.
We were.
And Ella, if we go... Well, it's 17 game season. If we go 0-17, I'll still love the Saints just as much then as I do today. Anything can happen, but you know, I don't fault Sean for walking away. You know, there comes a time in your life you have to reevaluate everything. And people don't realize he's had COVID twice.
Yes.
You know, he's in his 50s now. You know, it's 16 years later. His daughter is grown and she's a reporter herself. His son is grown. I mean, he's relocated, you know, from Dallas, and then he lives here and he's remarried. So, I mean, you know, family is very, and the older you get, the more you realize that. So I think that played into a lot of things. So whatever he does, I know he's going to be successful. He will always be part of the Houdat Nation. He will always be our coach. And you know, we love him and we thank him for everything he did. So
Absolutely. You know, he was petty because he mentioned the Houdat, which was hilarious. And
yes,
we're going to miss that. We're going to miss the pettiness for sure. And I know that there are opposing teams fans that, you know, dislike him because he was openly petty on the field. And I think we've even said on this show, I mean, we're grateful that he was our coach, because I know that if he were someone else's coach pulling those antics when he came to visit us, I'd have the same feelings those opposing fans had. But he was all ours. And I was forever grateful that he was our coach. And I said it all the time. And there was a player that tweeted, to your point about the COVID twice, there was a player that tweeted, not for the Saints, another team, that said he was not surprised to hear it. And he suspected that COVID and its after effects may have played a part, because it really does change. It really did change that person. And he wondered the same about Sean. And it's a lot, but I just want him to be happy. And if this is what he needed to do for him, then he needs to go and do that.
And somebody said online, well, Sean's rambling at his press conference. I said, no, I like it because it's real. You know, it's not scripted. Yeah. And he went into all the players that have made the Pro Bowl over his career, Saints players here and all pro. Yes. And he talked about the 06 season coming here. I like that. That's the thing that we loved about Sean. He was always real and authentic. And a lot of times you didn't like what he had to say, especially when it came to injuries. He was so vague, but he was real. And it was, you felt the emotion. Like, he kept taking sips of water and he was saying that he didn't want to get emotional. That's and he was choking up, and it was making a lot of us choke up watching it, because we know how he felt. But he went through, he gave so much respect.
Oh, he gave everything. Yeah.
To everybody in that press conference, even talking about how he called Drew to talk to Drew about it. They have such a great relationship. He called Mickey Loomis his best friend and talked to him about it. So yeah, I mean, this isn't a decision that he took lightly, and he's been struggling with it for a while. I mean, you heard him mention it, that it's not something that he just woke up literally after the last game of the season and decided. This is something that he's been thinking about. It's just, you never know, you know, you don't want to be the one to, like he mentioned, you don't want to be the one where they tell you, hey, look, it's time to walk away. You want to walk away on your terms.
Agreed.
And that's like in any case in business, you know, you don't want to ever get fired. You want to be the one that quit. And Sean Payton has a great relationship with the front office and the ownership. So I get that, but he did his speech. Yes, it was lengthy, and yes, he did kind of go all over the place, but it was,
I loved it.
It was from the heart. And that was our Sean. And that's the thing you mentioned about him being petty. New Orleans is a very fun city. Anybody that's ever been here, lived here, you know, moved, came back, or still here, you know, or homebred like me, been here forever. We're a fun city. So that's why Sean always fit in so well here, because he was petty and he was fun. And yes, we are a salty city. We're petty. We, you know, we make jokes. We have rivalries with other teams. Yep. But it's all lighthearted. You know, we would never... I mean, we don't ever take it to like the next level. Most of us don't, at least. But that was what was so fun. Like when Sean did that press conference a couple seasons ago with the clown shirt, we all knew what that clown shirt was.
I know it. I know it.
And you would never see another coach do that. But that was our Sean. That was our coach, our petty Sean. And we loved him for it. And, you know, never change Coach Payton. That's all I got to say. Always be you. And I'm telling you this, I've got his book sitting on my bookshelf here, his first book that he wrote. I've got Drew's book. I cannot wait for the next book, the tell-all about all the secrets and things that he couldn't say as a head coach. And I hope that he puts that book out, because there's stories that I've heard through people in the know that have worked for the team or been around the team through the years. And I totally believe these stories, and I would love people to hear this, because a lot of things would make sense to them, a lot more sense to them. So I can't wait for that tell all. I hope he does do that one day, because let me just tell you, it would be juicy.
I know. You know, it's fascinating to see that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are taking, you know, those fans are trying to take credit for this. They ran him off like they ran off Drew Brees. Heads up, folks, you're going to see that on your...
Yeah, they're just I'm in just denial. Yeah, they're just in denial right now, because Tom Brady didn't come out and say he's retiring, but he's at the same stage in his career.
Yes, he is.
Where Sean is, he's talking about his family and his wife, saying that it's difficult for her to see him get hit, and his kids are getting grown, and he's missing out on a lot of opportunities. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I don't like Brady. He's arrogant. But you know what? He is married. He is a father, and he does have children. And again, there is life outside of football, and he is missing on those opportunities. And he did only sign a 2-year deal with the Bucs. So I wouldn't be surprised if he retires. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't, but he's got a family to think about. So you know what? Those Bucs fans are going to crawl right back in the hole that they came from when Brady retires, because guess what? Gronk's probably going to leave right behind him.
Yep.
And if you look at their free agent list, it's like a CVS receipt. So that team's going to look very different this season as well. I think the whole NFC South is going to be shook up this season.
Agreed.
And a lot of it for some, I think, unexpected reasons, but kind of like what happened with us today. I think there's just going to be the league wide is going to be shook up this year. I mean, between, you know, Roethlisberger's retirement, what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? I didn't think initially he would consider retirement. He doesn't know what he's going to do next season. But, you know, thinking about how very outspoken he's been all season about the league and different things, I'm kind of wondering if he's leaning against retiring as well. He's not liking with things going on, and he's gotten a lot of backlash from fans, not just Packers fans, but fans all over the league. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Is will he go to another team? Will he go back in Green Bay, or will he actually just retire? And then, of course, we've got Brady. So that's on top of what's going on with the Saints. So just stay tuned. We're going to be here for all of it. And again, I apologize for this show kind of just being all over the place, but just like Sean's press conference, it was very unexpected. And we did have some great things planned to talk to you about all the events in New Orleans, but I know that if we didn't cover this, it would be on our minds and our hearts. And I know a lot of our Saints fans expect to hear that breaking news. So as always, I thank y'all for joining us here on Floors Truly. You can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I am Tina at The Nola Girl. And you can also follow us on Facebook at the Floors Truly account. It's at Floors Truly Pod and Floors Truly Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And Georgette, you can tell everyone where they can also follow you and join in on the discussion.
Absolutely. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's. I look forward to hearing from all of y'all.
Yes, definitely hit us up. Let us know how you feel about Sean Payton and his retirement, who you think would possibly be a good head coach, or do you think it's going to be somebody in-house? Is it going to be Pete or Dennis Allen? And like I said, thank you again for joining us on Floors Truly. We will see you next week. Thank you again, Sean Payton. You'll always be our coach.